Silva Lining. Brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home. Right here on 1480 WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, Funeral Director at Silva Feria Funeral Homes, with locations on Bedford Street in Fall River and on County Street in Somerset. If you'd like to call in today and join our conversation, we'd always love to hear from you. The number is 508-673-1480. Now, today's topic is actually contact. It's about contact with those that have passed on. And I do have a medium in the studio with me today. And before we start talking with her, I kind of want to not only lead up to why I have a medium in the studio with me today, but also to kind of rehash why I'm doing this show in the first place. I know that I've gotten some feedback, really good feedback, from a lot of people that have been listening to the show for a lot of good reasons. But the most common comment that I've heard is that my show is really kind of all over the place. And what I usually say to that is that that's kind of the point. I don't want to come on every week and say, hey, I'm a funeral director. I'm going to sell a funeral. My business is really not like a car dealership where we're trying to sell and make profit and hit price points. My show is to represent the funeral industry and educate. In my eyes, the funeral industry has never before had a voice. A comfortable voice, a relatable voice, or a place that people could go for education in an informal setting where people could feel comfortable talking about anything related with death, dying, and grief because we've never really felt comfortable talking about it before. And in the 10 years that I've been seeing families, that's the number one thing that I hear, especially from families that have never planned a funeral before. I get that face, and people sit down and they say, I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never gone through this before. And I say, you know what? That's kind of a good thing. Nobody should really be good at this. But that being said, the families that come to me and have pre-planned or have been through this a couple of times or come back after the funeral and thank us and appreciate the guidance that we've given, thank us not just for what we've helped them with, but for the knowledge that they've gained, that they've been able to learn more than what they knew before they came in, because it's something they didn't have a chance or didn't feel comfortable talking about beforehand. So when I'm doing this show, that's mostly my goal. And I've talked about different religions, different belief systems, different options available. I've talked a lot about grief, and there's so many different facets of grief and different ways that people accept the grief in their lives, the way that people move forward and move away from the stigma of believing that there's a time, like, expiration on grief and that there's anything pressure-wise that they're under or any standard with grief. It's really so much more open to that. There was a wonderful teacher that I had at BCC. His name is John Tormey, and he gave me this amazing metaphor. He was speaking about religious systems and belief systems, and it was about a buffet. And when I really think about it, that's really what sums up what my show is about. I want to present for my listeners a buffet. And I simply ask that you listen and enter the restaurant. And that buffet that I'm presenting for you is a mixture of options for funerals, for ways of looking at death and different perceptions. It's filled with different customs and traditions. It's filled with different ways of dealing with grief, of coping with grief, different ways of helping support networks, of helping friends that are going through different types of death situations, different ways of helping your family as they're looking at the end of their life, different ways of transitioning into becoming a caregiver, and different ways of looking at different religions and belief systems. And that buffet, you simply walk through. And what you get from that buffet. You might take something and put it on your plate and keep walking. You might skip over something. Either way, you're going to be aware and you're going to look at what's there. But what you end up with on your plate might end up becoming a little bit about, I don't know, who you are and the perception that you end up taking when you look at your life and how you view death and dying and grief. And that's really my goal, is to just have you enter the restaurant and I provide the buffet. So with having a medium on today, I wanted to add that to the buffet for a very specific reason. In grief counseling especially, we have a yearly prayer service. And one of the things that we have read at this service is like a private conversation with the deceased. And it's all these statements. We have everyone close their eyes and have this private conversation. And a lot of the things that are said are things like, I really wish I could have told you this. I really wish I hadn't done this before you passed away. I really wish I could have done this with you before you passed away. I wish I could have told you this before you passed away. It's a lot of I wish I could have, I wish I could have not, I wish, a lot of unsaid things. And for these reasons in the grief process, even years after people die, it's really these reasons that send people to people like Liz Nowicki, who is my guest here today, for comfort, to seek out that contact and see if they can have that conversation. And that's why I brought Liz here today. And I was very fortunate, and it took me a couple of weeks to try to find a medium that is local, someone that meets with people one-on-one in intimate settings. I wanted to stray against finding someone to come in that deals with a more global, large audience, kind of more of a show type situation. And I feel really fortunate that actually it was Nellie's family that led me to Liz. So Liz, I am so, so thankful that you're here today. I think you were led here.
Thank you, Amy. It's an honor to be here.
And if you could talk a little closer to the microphone,
yes,
I think we could hear you a
thank
little
you.
Better.
It's an honor to be here.
And thank you. Our conversation on the phone was great.
Yes.
I'm really, really impressed with your background and hearing just how long that this has been happening to you. You said you noticed a lot of these feelings when you were just a child.
I was a small child when I started to become aware that there was, I knew things. I just knew things were going to happen. I would see spirits or ghosts, and I just thought it was very normal.
Wow.
But apparently it wasn't when I started sharing it with people, because they were like, you're not supposed to be seeing these things. And I did go to Catholic school, and it wasn't okay. And it took me a while to accept the gift.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it took a while to find out, like, who were the right people to talk to about this.
Like, nobody at first, right. I kept it to myself, and it always seemed like I was helping someone with a problem, or they'd come to me with questions, or what do you think that's going to happen here, like psychic questions, and I'd answer them for them, and then they would say, thank you later, you should do this for people, and not until years later did I do that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Now, did you find overall that it was usually a positive thing?
Always. My work is to help people, and when I with client or someone, it's always to help, not to hurt. So they come with questions, almost like spiritual counseling, I call it, especially when a loved one comes, and especially when a person comes and the loved one's crossed over, when they come through, like you were saying about, I didn't get to tell you, or I didn't closure. It's all about closure, and it's like a miracle when they come and they're able to connect to their loved one and they can be at rest, knowing that they're at rest.
Absolutely.
Yes.
'Cause really that's what it's all about.
It so is, yes.
The thought that someday I'm going to be reunited with the people that have passed on is what keeps me going. And there's a lot of times in my life, like I'm not a medium by any sense of the word, but I feel on a day-to-day basis that there are little things that happen that I know are sent to me by certain members of my family. Certain radio, you know, songs come on the radio station at certain times, or certain funny situations happen at certain times. There's just like little signs, and I always take that to be like, okay, they're letting me know they're here, they're looking out for me, they're here to strengthen me.
And you should take it as a sign because they can hear and see us at all times. I tell all the people they're with us and just talk to them. And you can still continue a relationship with your loved one even after they've gone. Isn't that kind of cool?
That is really cool.
Yes.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like we're almost time for the break. So when we come back from the break, I'd love you all to join us. We have a lot more we're going to talk about with Liz. So please join us back after the break on The Silver Lining.
Waiting on an angel, one to carry me home. Hope you come see me soon.
Listening to The Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silver Feria Funeral Home.
Pass you by. Weep not for memories. I'm so tired, but I can't.
Hi, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Silver Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, funeral director at Silva Faria Funeral Homes, with locations in Fall River at 730 Bedford Street and in Somerset at 84 County Street. Our call-in number today, if you'd like to join the conversation and speak with my awesome guest, Liz Nowicki, who is a psychic medium located right here in Somerset. The call-in number today is 508-673-1480. And as always, I'm going to be posting a summary of today's show on my blog, which is www.thesilvalining.org. This way you'll have a reference, you'll have access to Liz's number if you'd like to make an appointment for a reading that you could set up, and even her email as well. If you have any questions or concerns, you can find that on the blog so no one has to pull over and find a pen. So getting back to it, we're going to talk a little more with Liz. It's pretty amazing hearing your background and that it happened so early. And what you said that struck a chord with me was that when you were younger and you started feeling and hearing these things, that it was normal to you.
It was very normal, yes.
I think that's such a part of being a child. And I can totally relate to that because when I grew up in the funeral home, I thought it was really normal. And it wasn't until I met other kids. It was the other kids that told me, like, wait a minute, it's not normal. I thought every kid lived in a funeral home.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, why? What,
right.
Oh, this isn't normal? Like, and the biggest thing people asked me when I was a kid was, oh, gee, you must get spooked out all the time. Like, you must be around ghosts all the time and all these, like, crazy spirits and negative feelings. And, you know, I've never, honestly, in my life, felt a negative feeling. I've never felt a spooky feeling. And when I was a kid, I remember being 7 or 8 years old, and in my head, I formed my own opinion, and I said, if there are spirits, or after people die, if before they go to heaven, they're sticking around, they're too busy checking on their families, making sure that they're okay to bother us. You know what I mean? Like, why would they be bothering the funeral home and their family when they just passed away? They're only at the funeral home for the first 3 or 4 days after they die. I'm pretty sure they'd rather be making sure their children and their wife or their husband are okay and watching over everybody else. And the only thing I ever feel spiritually as a funeral director, and I still feel it to this day, I felt it yesterday at Danny's funeral, one of our employees passed away, is I always feel the person go at the cemetery. There's always this moment at the committal, after the prayers are said, or right after military honors, I feel the person release. I feel that feeling of, okay. And regardless of religion, regardless of anything, I feel like at that moment, wherever the person goes, that all the questions they ever had are answered, and that there's just this ultimate peace. And that is what I feel at every funeral. That's the only thing that I feel. I've never felt haunted. I've never felt spooked. I've never felt a presence ever. So that's what I tell my friends, and that's how I convince them to come over for sleepovers. So.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But you said that you do some work in the Lizzie Borden house.
I do. I'm their resident psychic medium, and I've been there for about 8-9 years now.
So does that mean you go to the house?
I do.
So do you give, like, readings for people about
them? I used
them?
To give readings there. There's just no time. I do their seances. I make contact with the ghosts in the house. And that's what they come for.
That must be pretty powerful.
It's pretty powerful, yes. It's always different.
Yeah. As a follower of a resident, I'm pretty ashamed to say I've never stepped.
I was just going to ask, have you been?
I haven't. I've been in the Maplecroft house.
Oh, you're lucky. I haven't
been
there.
I had friends that grew up there, and I felt a lot of presence there, but I've never been in the actual house.
I want to go to the Maplecroft, too. Yeah.
Ah, maybe we could work something out.
That would be awesome.
So you must feel a lot.
At the Lizzie house or anywhere? Lizzie house is definitely haunted. Nothing harmful. There are spirits there. Ghosts, I call them. I tell people there's a difference between a spirit and a ghost. A spirit is somebody who's moved on. You may say they've gone over, they've gone to heaven or home, I call it. Or a ghost is somebody who has not crossed on. They're still alive on they're still living on our physical plane. They haven't had closure yet. So I deal with ghosts.
So they're
quite
kinda
often.
Like struggling.
They are struggling. They don't know if why they haven't crossed over. Some of them don't know that they're dead. Some of them are not ready to leave. They have they like their life, or some of them are murdered. There's all kinds of different things.
Man.
Oh, definitely. I've dealt with all kinds. But my goal is also to if I do an investigation is to help cross the ghost over. And I've done that many, many times. And it's such a pleasure. Like you're talking about release, when they do cross over, the client or person who's with me can literally feel that peace. Yeah. And it's amazing. So that's what I enjoy doing.
That must be really amazing work.
Right. It's not to exploit the ghost. Yeah. It's to see, anywhere. Do you need help? And some of them will say, nope, I'm good the way I am. And I'll say, that's all right,
Now, do a lot of people seek you out for private readings for specific grief reasons, like hoping to contact a certain person? Or do people you find come to see you, like, for more general reasons?
Both, I would say. Yeah. There's both. That's why the psychic medium. But majority of the times it's going to be a combination reading. It'll all come out. So they'll come for the grief or connecting to loved ones, and they'll get guidance in life. Or it's a lot of times their spiritual guides or their family will end up telling them what's going on and what we can do to fix life here. They'll say, I want to know if say my mom is okay, and then the mom will be making sure that they're okay on earth here. And
wow.
And it literally, it's like that so many times, and they're going, they're fine, they want to make sure you're okay. And it's amazing, the transformation from when they came in, when they leave, they're like, thank you, it's peace.
Yeah.
And what else is better than being at peace,
Totally.
So,
and just that reaffirmation that they're watching out for you.
They are.
Because I feel that every day.
They're with us. They see us. They hear us. Literally, you can try it. You could say, give me a sign. They're there. I promise you. They're waiting for us to communicate with them.
Wow. And it's already time for our second break. It's amazing how fast
it is amazing, Amy. Yes.
Well, we will be back after the break. I hope that you can join us on the Silver Lining.
Climbed a mountain and I turned around.
If my words did glow with the gold of sunshine and my tunes.
You're listening to The Silva Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home.
Would you hear my voice come through the music? Would you hold it near?
Hi, and welcome back to The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, funeral director at Silva Faria Funeral Homes with locations in Fall River and Somerset. And if you'd like to call in and chat with us today, the number is 508-673-1480. And if you're just joining us, I've been chatting today with psychic medium from Somerset, Liz Nowicki. And we've been talking a little bit about what she does as a medium and how this came to her when she was a small child. and overall why we're talking about this. I want to present things in a most general way, because overall I think education about anything, whether you're skeptical or have never heard of anything, in general, education and acknowledgement about something you've never thought about before, instead of forming opinions or judgments. Looking at everything from the eyes of education and acknowledgement leads to open-mindedness and respect. So in terms of religious beliefs, political beliefs, different ways of looking at death and dying and grief, everything in my buffet, that's the goal of presenting it all. So you can put some on your plate or not put some on your plate, but whatever you bring to the table I think is going to help broaden your perspective on how you view death, dying, and grief. And I just welcome you all for listening, and I'm so glad for the support that we've had with this show in this past year, and I can't believe it's been a year. So getting beyond myself. So Liz, we were going to talk a little bit, you and me, and give kind of an example of what an intimate session might be like.
Okay.
Because you said you were sensing some presence behind me.
Right. As we were talking in the other room before we came into the studio room, I saw a grandmother around you, and I said she just looked very much like you, Amy, and the way she stood is to the left. That would mean it was the father's side, and you acknowledged it would be like a Vovo figure, and she's a strong presence in your life, Amy.
She really was.
And your upbringing, and when did she cross? How long ago?
It was 4 years ago.
I knew you were going to say four, because she says four. And they're with you, and just giving you confidence and that little nudge you might need. Okay.
Actually, God, it was five. Yeah, 2010. 2010. I'm thinking 11 because it was September 11th, 2010.
Okay. With you, always. Mm-hmm. And she does mention the children, and the children, are any of your children able to see, or the little one? How old's your little one?
My little one's 18 months, so she never gets to meet
What's her name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia. So do you notice Cecilia looking or pointing or paying attention to things in the corner or just smiling at nothing that they would
she
do that?
She does. She has this weird spot in the bedroom that she always goes to and talks to, and we were always joking that she might have an imaginary
so
friend in
Vovo,
there.
So Vovo claps with her. Do you notice her clapping or learning to clap?
She does try to clap.
Okay, so
she points a lot.
If you didn't teach her that, Vovo's doing this little game for her, and she's teaching her. Don't worry, she's looking out after the children for you. Okay,
wow.
And the little one is very very sensitive and also in tune to Vovo, and just seems loves all the children but has a bond to Cecile.
That's incredible.
Okay, because before they were born, I tell people this, they don't realize that the child was in the spirit realm. So if Vovo was in the spirit realm, right, so was baby Cecile. So she got to know her before she came down. So they already formed a bond and a relationship before. Gives me goosebumps, but it's true. Yeah, they show a lot, children, to come from clients. So if somebody wants another child, they'll say, well, look at this, I'm holding a baby here, or that's your baby to come. And they were like, wow, it's amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, she really, for a long time, wanted me to have children. She loved children. She had Alzheimer's, so she was, the last couple of years, we had a relationship, but it was on a different plane and a different level for a while, because of the progression of her disease. But she always lit up the most, around children. And
she still does. Yeah.
I think she knew for a long time that I wanted to have kids.
Wanting another child. Do you want another child?
Well, I, at the time, wanted kids. And ironically, the day after her funeral, I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
And it turned out to be twins.
Twins?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wonderful.
Yeah. So I think she definitely blessed.
So proud.
Blessed my twins as well.
Absolutely.
And
amazing.
Probably has surged to have them protect Cecilia.
Absolutely. I'm not joking. They can see and hear. And sometimes they'll come through dreams. Or not to be anxious, Amy, or full of anxiety. Do you get anxious or anxiety?
Yeah,
so you seem to put too much thought onto things. Just relax. You're doing a great job on this earth plane here. So, and don't hold on to things from before. Shoulda, coulda. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Let go. and just be proud of you. She's immensely proud of you. So just enjoy your job as a mom and raising your babies and just enjoy.
Does she look, how does she look?
They will not show themselves as they were ailing or older. They will show themselves younger, more healthier, because once you do shed your physical body, you don't stay as elderly or older. So probably like, probably in her mid-50s, she wants to look. And she reminds me very much of you. So
you just put your hands on her.
Yeah, well, that's how she's standing. So literally, I could see her like she's looking at you. I forgot to say when I do a reading that they look just like, I could see a spirit like they're human. So, or a ghost, but grandma's a spirit. Many, many kisses back to you. Do you talk to her, Amy?
Sometimes.
And she can hear you. Little bells are little ringing. I have no idea. She can make little bell sounds or little ringing sounds. I have no idea what that means. Do you ever hear noises or?
Well, she used to hum at me a lot towards the end of her sickness. That was like a thing that we'd do.
Her eyesight's better too. Did she need glasses towards the end?
Yeah.
Or? She doesn't need glasses anymore. She's, her figure's great. She looks good. She has a nice figure, and she's just pleased. She wants to give you what she, take what she gave you on this earth and know that your relationship with her continues for always. I mean, she's not physically gone, but not in she's still your Vavo, okay? So you can talk proudly of her. Do you go to her site or her final resting place or...
Yeah.
Well, do you go there a lot? Or?
Well, I, as a funeral director, I find myself at the cemetery where she's buried a lot. And always,
so you do go by there?
I always go, I leave the cemetery by going by where her grave is.
She's saying one more thing. Did you see the woman who looked like her after she passed, or the woman who reminded you of Vavo out in public, or it could have been someplace?
Her daughter?
No, no, it would be a stranger. It would be somebody who you're like... That looked like my Vavo, or that looked like the woman. She's trying to project herself into our earth plane here so you could get a... If it hasn't happened, it's going to happen pretty soon.
Okay.
So it would look just like Vavo, and you'd be like, oh, my gosh. You know, you'd get a feeling of she's there.
Well, I just found a picture of her that gave me chills because it was the first time I looked at a picture of her that I saw myself.
You look just like
after
her.
After my whole, like, childhood being told I looked just like her and I never saw it.
Yep.
I saw a picture of her on her wedding day. And I actually, I showed Jonathan. I was like, this picture just really freaked me out. Like, I see myself.
How do you think you found it?
Well, I found it because we were putting samples together for this personalization stuff we're doing at the funeral home. So I was pulling pictures from...
Family.
From family stuff and from her wedding. And when I pulled up this picture big on my screen, I had to do a double take because I thought it was me.
It is. Before she started to come forward, she's like, we're like twins. You are. So you're soulmates. But that's her doing. They can make things get in your way. I won't say personal things during this interview here, but they can say a whole bunch more stuff. But so they can casually let you find it, which seemed to be a coincidence. But it's not, okay? So
oh,
you
I
have questions for her.
Is there anything she...
I know it's emotional. It's when you connect to your loved one, it's extremely emotional. And I will feel what they're feeling or just you need a massage, she says.
Yeah.
She go treat yourself to a...
She used to pick on me for not eating enough.
Well, yeah, take care of yourself. You. I know.
Does she have anything she wants me to tell the old man?
Which is her husband, or what's his name?
Milton.
Milton, okay. His health-wise. Who's looking out after Milton?
Melanie and her son, Richard.
Okay. He miss Vavo? He miss his wife? Yeah.
Dearly.
Tell him he can't be with her yet, because he wants to be with her. And it was just him and her. How long were they married for?
60.
Holy, that's a long time.
Yeah, I think 63.
He talks to her. Yeah, he talks to her. Just tell Milton that that she can hear him talk to him. Like, just keep him in conversations. He's awful lonely for her, I know. When's their wedding anniversary?
Isn't it June? I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head. I can picture the card because I made a card of their anniversary
right.
alongside my parents.
That's okay. When they celebrate things here on Earth, they're with she's with them. Like for holidays, birthdays, they're with you. Got it? And sometimes if you're lucky enough, you can catch them on camera or a picture or something like that. I
feel
sorry.
Her birthday just passed. It was just in November, and it was the same day that I found that picture.
That's amazing. Coincidence, I ask you?
Totally.
I think not. I don't think it's a coincidence. Sugar diabetic. Do you know who had sugar or diabetes, Amy, connected to the family or around the family? Could still be a living person.
My grandmother on my mom's side was having some sugar diabetes problems. She's still living.
She taking care of herself?
Yes.
Or? Okay. Also the high blood pressure. So who would that be? Would it be her?
I think it would be her.
Okay, so she needs to take care of herself a little better. Okay. And so not only your Vivo will come through, others will come through and just give messages. See, that's what I mean. Stuff like that's personal. And they will get very specific. And she's going to be okay, though, okay? That's what they want to let you know.
Do you see anyone younger that I miss a lot?
The loved ones, whoever wants to come forth is going to come forth. Just totally emotional right now. Just I can feel. Can you feel the energy? I always say to the client, can you feel the energy come forth? There is, hold on just a second, childlike energy. Is there childlike energy around us here? Did you know of a child who's passed or a younger child? And who was that to you?
More through work that I've helped.
You've helped children, families with children? Yeah. There's a little girl, long blonde hair, split to the side, little pink dress, just children around.
Wow.
If they've crossed on over.
Years ago.
What is it?
There was a little girl years ago.
All right. Well, we don't give names or details with the family, but a lot of times they just come back to say hello or hey, how are you? You know, anyone can pop through, but I always keep it respectful. And it's your personal business.
Definitely.
And they are very aware of us. My goal is to make sure that they've crossed over and they're okay. I do ask them that.
Mm.
And Vo has definitely crossed over. And they say heaven is just like earth, but more beautiful. Okay? And that's their number one thing because people say, what are they doing or how are they living? Just like us, but better, right? And they have a swinging door. They can come and go as they please. So, that nice?
So you think my grandmother is doing well and has her capacities? Like Alzheimer's is gone.
Incredible. What's
She's
Alzheimer's to her?
Sharp as attack.
That's not me. Alzheimer's is unfortunately. I see that a lot with the older clients, and it's almost like you lose them before you lose them a little bit. And she's incredibly sharp as a tack, and she likes being in charge and knowing what's going on. So she's fine. She does ride in the car with you, Amy, just so you could know. Have you ever felt her in the car?
I have.
And you can talk to her all you like, and the kids fidget in the car. Is that hard? Or do you try to keep them quiet?
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry. A little emotional.
That's all right.
Well, thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
And we do have one segment left, so if anyone does want to call in and have any questions for Liz, you're welcome to dial 508-673-1480. And please join us after the break on The Silver Lining.
And the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song.
I should have known you'd bid me farewell.
You're listening to The Silva Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home.
Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me.
Hi, and welcome back to The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, funeral director at Silva Feria Funeral Homes, with locations in Fall River and in Somerset. If you're just joining us, we've been talking today with psychic medium Liz Nowicki, and she's located right here in Somerset. And anyone interested in contacting her, the phone number to reach her is 774-488-1464. She also has an email, which is E, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, OWICKI at comcast.net. All of this information, again, I will be posting on my blog summary, which is www.thesilvalining.org. So we're going to kind of finish out our conversation. I think you were saying you were just seeing someone else.
Right.
From
there
my
was
ancestry
a gentleman that
room.
Came through and Tony, and
yeah,
you
Antonio.
Acknowledged him as your
great-grandfather.
Good looking gentleman standing there in a gray suit, and he's still here. And just doing that, watching over you. And as we do that, can you feel the little breeze that keeps coming?
Yeah.
That's a little breeze. That's
it's
them.
It's usually really, every week I always say it's so hot in this room.
I feel so chill right now. But
it
in a good way,
cold.
They do carry their own energy. That little breeze is just the energy rotating and moving along through the room. He wouldn't have missed this. He knew we were coming on.
I'd
That's
love to know
say.
What he thinks about one of his, you know, female ancestors running the business that his dad started.
Extremely proud with the tear
so
in his eye.
Me.
And he got a hanky there and extremely proud totally of you. And he's making me emotional.
I'm in tears. We have 5 minutes left, mm-hmm. But there is a caller we want to get to quick. Hi, caller. Thank you so much for calling the Silver Lining.
Yeah, can you tell me, is there any time that a loved one won't come through? Like when you're meeting with them one by one?
Mostly the loved ones will come through. They know ahead of time. I'm sorry, what was your first name?
You want me to say it? Inez.
Inez, that's a beautiful name. You could say it. They will know ahead of time you're coming, Inez, and they will wait for you even before you come in. And they're there to help you. They can hear you. And only time loved ones wouldn't come through would be if they couldn't, meaning, but 99.99% of the time they come through only if there was, they hadn't made it or they were kind of in transition to go into the spiritual realm. And then therefore I would project my energy to the spirit and therefore I would help them to connect to you. So they always come through, in other words. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Calling. Wow, we have a couple minutes left.
Cool.
I'm so glad that you were here today, and I can't believe Tony's here.
Absolutely. And that means a lot to you, you said,
that
by him being here?
That means so much to me, because especially in his day, probably the thought of a woman in this industry was just not even a possibility. You know, I remember we had Debbie Almeida on the show a couple of weeks ago in the funeral director forum, and when she told her dad she wanted to come into the business, he was like, great, but maybe you should do something else like pharmacy work, you know?
Pharmacy work. Well, you're in the right business, he's saying. Just very proud of you. Was he very meticulous? Did he like things a certain way?
I don't know.
You could
I
ask
didn't
family
know
members
I'm
that.
I'm going to ask my grandfather, because he died
reddish
like in his 50s.
I just keep seeing reddish or maroon carpeting. I have no idea what that means. Do you know what
that
it was?
That might be the old funeral home had red carpeting.
Funeral home carpeting, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that looks like he's just showing me that. So he just kind of still does his rounds here on the earth plane. Delighted the fact that you're taking over, as we call it.
Well, I'm very glad
Put
that
a picture
here.
Of him up there. Wouldn't it be nice?
I will.
He'd like photos. They do like photos. The history of the place. So, to smoke cigars or cigarettes. You know who smokes cigars or cigarettes? Would you know?
Probably him.
Mm-hmm. Just a businessman, right? He looks fairly good, distinguished. Just thrilled to be here also. So
that means the world to me. Mm-hmm. That means
the world
to me.
He's got a pocket watch, checking it out. Can see him like they're people. So he's very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The grounds, who trims the grounds or who takes care of the...
Currently?
Yeah.
We have this new gentleman that's been helping us for the last year. His name's Levi.
How's he doing?
He's wonderful.
Good. Approves?
We're in love with him. Yes.
Approves.
Oh, we have another caller with just 2 minutes left. Hi, caller. Thank you so much for calling in. You're on the Silver
totally.
Lining.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and say what a pleasure it's been to listen to you for the last half hour or so.
Thank you.
And do you do this often?
Do you mean the readings or?
The readings, right.
Oh, yes, I do. Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening also.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have many?
She just wanted to say.
All right, and it looks like we have to end the show, so we have just about a minute left. the contact information for Liz, which again will be on my blog, is area code 774-488-1464. Her name is Liz Nowicki, psychic medium, and her email is emnowicki@comcast.net. And as always, thank you so much for listening to The Silver Lining. I will see you next week. Oh, we still have some time. So to sum up why we're doing this, I want to provide as much education and acknowledgement as I can on as many different topics as I can to lead to open-mindedness and respect.